Half of the Bagpipe Brothers in studio with me. It's the Bow Wow. Alex Bauman's in here, and we've done Mad Libs, and we've done Would You Rather. I hate to ask where we're going with this.
We're doing some fact or fake questions for sports and country music.
Oh, man, I really wish you wouldn't have done them with country music. It's going to make me look bad on my own program.
All right, so the whole thing is I'm going to give you two truths and a fake statement. You have to pick out which one's the fake statement.
So you're going to give me three statements.
Three statements. Two are true, one's false.
And I have to tell you the one that's false.
Yes.
Okay. Let it rip, Tater Chip.
You want to start with sports or country music?
Sports.
Okay. Michael Jordan once retired from basketball to play professional baseball. The first Super Bowl was played in 1967, and the Boston Red Sox broke the curse of Mambino by winning the World Series in 2002.
I'm trying to remember what year the first Super Bowl was. I think the one with... I just need to tell you which one is false.
Yes.
The one about the Boston Red Sox.
That's true. They won it in 2004.
I was trying to add up in my head about the
Super Bowl.
Which Super Bowl will this be? 58?
I don't even know.
Anyway, go ahead.
Hoda would have got that right off the bat.
Oh, yeah. He'd have known.
The Olympic Games were originally held in ancient Greece. The 1980 U.S. men's hockey team upset the Soviet Union in what's called the Miracle on Ice. And the Olympics have always included basketball since the very first modern games in 1896.
The false one is the one about basketball.
That's true.
They were held in Greece. I knew the 1980, that was the call of Al Michaels' life. Do you believe in miracles? Have you ever heard it?
Mm-mm,
no. Need to go back and look at it. Seriously, the Soviet Union allowed professionals to play. And back then, the United States didn't. We just had a lot of college kids. And we were vast underdogs.
Yeah.
And won the gold medal.
Hmm. I mean, I've seen the speech that Kurt Russell gives in that movie.
Yeah. I mean, but you need to go back and listen to Al Michaels' call. But it was really good. All right.
The Miami Heat retired Michael Jordan's jersey, even though he never played for them. The New York Jets and New York Giants both play their home games in New Jersey. And snowboarding has been part of the Olympics since the very first Winter Games.
Did you say the Miami Heat?
The Miami Heat retired Michael Jordan's jersey, even though he never played for them.
But see, what's the last one is the one that I think is false about the snowboarding.
Snowboarding has been part of the Olympics since the very first Winter Games.
I'm going to say that.
That's true. I mean, that's fake.
But I didn't know
that
Miami, why? I mean, he never played for them.
I have no idea. That's why when LeBron went to Miami, he couldn't wear the number 23. He had to wear the number 6.
Did he own part of their franchise?
No. I think they retired it out of respect.
I mean, because he always owned what part of the Charlotte Bobcats, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or was it the Washington Wizards?
I think he partially owned the Wizards, then he partially owned the Bobcats.
I never knew that about the Miami Heat.
Yep.
Boy, I learned something new about them every day.
Two more to go, David.
All right.
Two more sets. The Houston Astros won their first World Series in 2005. The Stanley Cup is the oldest professional sports trophy in North America. And the NFL once had a team called the Portsmouth Spartans.
The false one in that one is going to be the one about the Houston Astros.
That's true. That's fake. They won their first title in 2017.
Yep.
4 for 4, David.
All right.
Last one for sports. Babe Ruth started his MLB career as a pitcher. The FIFA World Cup is held every 2 years, and the Green Bay Packers are the only community-owned franchise in the NFL.
I don't understand that statement, community-owned.
They don't have, like, a principal owner. Like, the Rams have Gronky, and Jerry Jones owns the Cowboys.
And the FIFA Cup's played every 2 years. Why did I not have Giddens here right now? He would know that. And then what was the first one?
Babe Ruth started his MLB career as a pitcher.
The false one is the one about the Green Bay Packers.
Incorrect.
Okay.
The FIFA World Cup is held every 4 years, not every 2 years.
See, If I had him here, who cares about soccer?
I knew I'd get you with that one. All right, I was doing it.
All right, so I was 4-1. Have I got to do the country music?
Yeah, you
got to
do the country music. We're on a country station.
I know. I'm going to be bad at this.
All right, here's the first set, David. Chris Stapleton wrote songs for other artists before becoming famous himself. Kacey Musgraves' album, Golden Hour, won a Grammy for Album of the Year. And Toby Keith's debut single was Red Solo Cup.
That's the one that's false.
That's right. His debut was Should Have Been a Cowboy.
And I knew that because I went to see him in concert. I also knew that Chris Stapleton did. He never was going to be a singer. He always wrote songs for other people. And I knew that about Kacey Musgraves. All right, 1-0. I'm good.
Carrie Underwood won the first season of American Idol. Sam Hunt played college football before becoming a country star. And George Strait was nicknamed the Possum.
And I can tell you the false one on that is about Carrie Underwood because the first ever American Idol was, what's her name? I can see
Kelly
her.
Clarkson.
Yes, thank you.
Carrie won season 4.
Yep. Can you tell me who won season 2?
No.
Ruben Studdard.
You're doing good, David. You were kind of worried.
2-0. Hey, I'm what? 6-1.
6-1.
Hey.
And you would have got the last one right if it wasn't about soccer.
Yeah, you threw a dead gum side. Keep going.
Shania Twain's breakout album was Come On Over. Travis Tritt was part of the class of 89, along with Garth Brooks and Alan Jackson. And Faith Hill's debut single was Breathe.
The false one in that is Faith Hill's Breathe.
Yeah, that's false. Her debut single was Wild One. Mm-hmm. So you're, what's that?
2-2.
You're 7-1.
7-1.
2 left.
I can live with them odds. I can do no worse than 700. I'm batting 700.
That's pretty good. Better than the Braves.
I can bat 900. Oh, I could bat 200 and be better than the Braves.
Johnny Cash's nickname was the Man in Black. Zach Brown is from Alabama. And Dolly Parton once entered a Dolly Parton lookalike contest and lost.
The false one in that is Zach Brown being from Alabama.
Yep, he's from Georgia.
Yep.
He has his own little restaurant inside the Hawk Stadium.
I actually know a little more about country music than I'm giving myself credit for, and I actually didn't. Of course, everybody knows Man in Black, Johnny Cash. But I did know that Dolly Parton did appear in a Dolly Parton lookalike contest one time, and she didn't win.
That's crazy.
Nobody knew it was her. How about that?
We should have a David McCurley lookalike contest.
No, nobody would ever enter, and nobody would ever win.
Last set, David.
All right. So I'm what? 8-1?
8-1.
Wow. I'm cooking, baby. The only one I missed was soccer.
George Strait's first single hit was Amarillo in the Morning. By morning. Alan Jackson sang at George Jones' funeral, and Johnny Cash performed concerts inside prisons. I'll just give you the first one again. George Strait's first hit single was Amarillo by Morning. Or Amarillo.
That's the false one in that.
Yep. His first hit was Unwound or Unwound?
Yeah. Unwound.
Unwound.
I knew that about Johnny Cash. I did not know, though. I kind of guessed between the two of them, but I did not know that Alan Jackson sang at George Jones's funeral.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you know what George Jones's nickname was?
No.
The Possum.
The Possum. I said that earlier. So.
That is true.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you this, too. Many people have wrote songs, country music stars have written songs, about what George Jones did when he was married to Tammy Wynette. Did you know about that?
I don't know. There's a line in a Jason Aldean song talking about George Jones.
Okay.
Sort of like I'm George Jones.
Well, that's a lot of that, but Vince Gill had a song, definitely. George, she took his car keys away from him where he couldn't go to the bar.
Yeah.
So he went and got his John Deere tractor keys and drove the tractor to the bar. It's pretty nifty.
Yeah, it is.
The Possum was slick.
Yeah, he was.